not knock themselves out, let the Jews kill themselves out. The Jews are going to do such a good job on themselves that the Romans will only come in and pick up the pieces, which is practically what happened. Now, Rome used the siege of Jerusalem to test new war machinery. It's not unlike Middle East wars that we have unfortunately seen in our time that have been proving grounds for major new weapon systems of the superpowers. Except that then the Romans had perfected their siege machines, the battering rams, the catapults, the Roman towers, in which they filled up the tower with as many as 1,000 soldiers and were able to pull it to the wall. And the Romans, Titus was interested, as all generals are interested, not so much in the cost in terms of men, he was interested in the technology and how it would work. And therefore, late in the year 69, he brought the battering rams and siege towers to the walls, and they destroyed the outside wall, then they destroyed the second wall. And then he laid siege to the city in such a way that the hunger and pestilence just raged throughout the city. While this was happening, the Jewish generals inside the city were still fighting with themselves, slaughtering each other. And then finally, the Romans tightened the siege and continued to tighten the siege. And in the spring of the year 70, they were at the last wall. And the wall was breached in Tammuz of the year 70. The Romans fought their way through the city. The defense was fierce. It was absolute, it was suicide squads, kamikaze. The Romans suffered enormous casualties and in hand-to-hand fighting in the cities. And the Roman policy was to destroy all the homes, to level everything. And therefore, the city was being destroyed as the Roman army marched closer and closer to the temple. And eventually, the Romans achieved the breakthrough. They were able to surround the fortress of Antonius, which guarded the temple, and they were able to come to the temple walls themselves. Josephus, in his book, states the fact that Titus, apparently through the Jews, was well aware of the significance of the ninth day of Av, that historically was the day of the destruction of the temple, and therefore he held back the final assault till that day, till the afternoon of the ninth day of Av, when the walls to the temple were breached. And according to Josephus, there was that Titus had given orders not to burn the temple. Now, the temple was a fireproof building. The temple was built out of marble, out of stone. It was a fireproof building. There was very little in it that could burn. Our rabbi saw the burning of the temple as a miraculous type of occurrence. And they said that that God vented his wrath, so to speak, on the stones and on the bricks rather than on the people. The temple, the physical destruction of the temple served to save the people from a destruction which otherwise they would have been apparently guilty, and it would have happened to them. Josephus says that there were tremendous tapestries, beautiful tapestries that Herod had made for the temple, and that hung along the walls of the temple. And that these tapestries, there was a Roman soldier who took a torch and threw it against the tapestries. And that the tapestries caught fire. And when they caught fire, according to Josephus, the Romans attempted to put out the fire. They brought the bucket brigades with water, but because of the siege, there was not sufficient water that could be brought to the Temple Mount, and that somehow the building took the fire was so intense.